happening. When I got to Dagenham in 1932 and I went to Kingsley, Sydney was just beginning to run their place there. And he was a pacifist, obviously. And when the Peace Pledge Union was started by Dick Shepherd of St Martin's in the Field, it was on the telly here last week. Well, they had songs of praise from St Martin's, and they brought the history out. And Dick Shepherd was there in that era, and he started Peace Pledge Union, which I signed and said I would never go to war in 1932, which was long before the war. Yeah, and I intended to keep me oath. I'd signed it, so I wouldn't go to war. So when the war came, it was quite a group of us at Kingsley Hall who were pacifists and conscientious objectors. So when I was down working down at Kelsey's, they when the war came, they started to make army lorries, or things for army lorries. So I went and saw the manager and said, "I'm sorry, I can't do this. I'm going to be a conscientious objector. I can't make war materials." So I packed up Kelsey's. Mr. Russell got me a job with one of his Woodford people that he knew, who was a secretary of the cleaners and dyers people. So I got a job for 6 months or thereabouts as a presser in the cleaners and dyers on a steam press. They started to make army uniforms, They started to do army uniforms, so I had to go to the management and say, "I'm sorry, I can't do this work." And so in 1940-ish, after the first year of the war, and dithering about in the job, I went to the tribunals up in London as a conscientious objector, and agreed eventually to go down to the New Forest and work in the New Forest.